You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are going to discuss some major news from Be My Eyes. Joining me to talk about exactly what this is CEO Mike Buckley and Product Manager Andy Lane. Andy and Mike, welcome to you both.
Right there.
Thank you for having us.
Mike, I guess the best place to start would be, can you tell us about the new workplace feature?
It's a product that uses AI, software, and people to work with the other assets on a desktop, your apps, your screens, your tools, and help make them more accessible and the workplace more accessible. And it has three core functions. The first is called Workplace AI, which is basically an AI-powered desktop agent that provides nearly instant visual assistance for whatever's on the screen or whatever's in a folder. The second is called Workplace Connect, which is a real-time screen support through one-click calls to trusted groups of colleagues. So say you work in a large enterprise, we can have 30, 40, 50 people who can get connected to you at any time to answer a question, to help with support, to provide a human layer. Now, this may be just the IT department, or it may be a group of trusted colleagues. Like, you can curate the experience as the blind or low vision employee however you want. But having that human assisted rollover is important for a couple of reasons. One, as a double check, right, on the software, on the AI, and also as a way to build culture and relationship build. And the third piece is a workplace reader, it's called, which offers detailed descriptions of inaccessible file content, including things, text, images, and graphs. And rather just saying, hey, there's a graph, it explains in detail what the graph is and provides context. And it summarizes PDFs.
It's an exciting tool. And, it does sound like a massive step up, and we'll discover more as we go on. But Andy, you yourself have sight loss. Can you tell us, before this feature kind of launched, what were some of your particular issues you had in the workplace that, Be My Eyes Workplace is very much helping to tackle?
I do have sight loss. I'm completely blind now, and I've gone through a spectrum of being, I think I had something like 1 or 2% vision when I was a child, and that went down to completely nothing at all, lights out, in about 5 years ago. As a low vision user, I would get to parts of my workday and just not be able to see something, not be able to see an element on the screen. I would find inaccessible graphs, inaccessible charts, inaccessible training materials, that brainstorming room that we've all been in, where there's a project and it's got its critical path, and there's post-its up all over the walls, and everybody's got this creative process going on that everybody's a part of. I felt very much left out of that. So to now know that I can point my phone at the wall that was currently, previously completely inaccessible, and I might not be able to move around it as effectively as a sighted person, but I at least have an independent way to that information. I can then pull up that through history. I can now pull up that chat session on my laptop and just be in my normal work environment. And instead of leaning over to the person next to me and hoping that they're good enough and kind enough to sort of work with me, I can now get access to that process that's out on the wall, lay it out. I can ask questions of an AI. It's a really good way to think of an AI almost as a person who can answer questions, because it can. You can dig in on a data point, or you can dig in on an idea, because it understands what we're trying to do on the wall. But now, as a completely blind user, I might get to a completely inaccessible UI element on a web page or something. Having the ability to hit a few keys on the keyboard, and now instead of having to get up and hope that I'm not breaking into somebody's day. There might be 20, 30, 40 people around the company who've agreed to take incoming calls from me on a as I need it basis. I'll press these key combinations. A call's going to ring on their desktop, and they can choose. They can say, oh, I'm a bit busy at the moment, perhaps I'll wait for somebody else to pick up. Or they can say, oh, I'd love to speak to Andy. Then they can pick that call up, and I can just ask them, would you mind just hitting that that thing or telling me what that edit box is, or look over this PowerPoint presentation that I'm working on, and I don't know whether it's visually correct. I don't know whether everybody's going to be confused when it goes up on the projector. Would you just give me a visual perspective?
Mike, coming back to you now, one of the major kind of concerns around things is around these things is data security. How does the Be My Eyes workplace feature ensure that, you know, if sensitive data is being handled, that is kept safe?
Completely walled off environment built for scale and security. This is an enterprise product, right? It's single sign-on, it's SOC 2 compliant, an enterprise deployment model. And so it was built with security and privacy and safety in mind. So, and we have a lot of experience on that front, right, from the customer service product and AI that we've sold into various companies. So, should not be an issue.
Now, when it comes to blind and partially sighted people, you know, we probably have listeners listening to this going, "This is amazing. I want this in my workplace." You know, how can blind and partially sighted people recommend this tool to their employers? How does the process work?
Obviously, alerting your company, your manager, the HR department, whoever's most appropriate to the fact that this new tool is available is one way. And there's a host of information about what the tool is and what it does on our website that you can use. I think the other thing is you can just go to the existing support channels at Be My Eyes and say, I'm interested in this. Can you help me, you know, figure out how to get this?
Now, in terms of employers, you know, what would you say to an employer who may not be familiar with such tools and maybe hesitant to invest to say, well, actually, this is what it will do to your organization to convince them to invest in, you know, in such a helpful tool?
Productivity increase, employment and retention improvements, inclusion and culture improvements. I believe very strongly in equity, and I believe very strongly in accessibility and inclusion, and I think that there's a moral reason to do that. But let's be honest, businesses don't always act for purely moral reasons, and it's our job, Be My Eyes, to make a compelling business argument as to why this is going to work. And that's about productivity, retention, cultural improvement, and business impact. The seat licenses are under $100 a month, right? Which is much cheaper than a lot of other software that's out there in the market. This should pay for itself in business benefit.
Before we kind of finish up, can I ask you, you know, if people would like to find out more information, whether they're an employer, whether they are a blind or partially sighted staff member, where can they go to get more information?
On bemyeyes.com, there are simple forms to fill out to request information, to get a demo, to get a free 2-week trial period on this. We're happy to answer any and all inquiries. And, you know, we love talking about this. So please go to bemyeyes.com and ask us for information, ask us for a demo, and we'll set it up quickly.
Thank you very much, Mike Buckley, CEO at Be My Eyes, and Andy Lane, Product Manager from Be My Eyes, for telling us about Be My Eyes Workplace here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.